for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Burt McCracken here from The Used. John Feldman here from Goldfinger and many other ventures. Joel from Good Charlotte is going to come in here in just a, well, I don't know. We'll do the rotate thing. Good to see you guys again.
Good to see you, too.
Yes.
It's been a while. let's see. They're promoting a benefit to raise money for a organization called SHAC. That's a Stop Huntington Animal Cruelty Organization. Maybe yes. Just SHAC-O would be good.
SHAC-O.
And what's the problem? What's going on?
Huntington Life Sciences is a huge corporation that tests toothpaste, cosmetics, on puppies and on monkeys. And
they do it in England?
There's a lab in England and there's a lab in New Jersey.
England has one of the most restrictive animal research laws
in the
world.
They have the biggest protests outside this place all the time.
But I mean, I can't imagine it's horrible since they restrict what you can do in England so much.
The last footage I saw from the New Jersey one, it's like these dudes punching four-month-old puppies to try and like ingest toothpaste. Toothpaste. It's not medicine. It's just toothpaste and like coffee sweetener, like Splenda. You know?
This guy,
Drew, please. Now, what? Why are they punching the puppy?
Because the puppies don't really want to be injected with these, you know, ounces and ounces of, you know, they're trying to force it down their throats and stick needles in them and, you know, all that stuff.
It breaks my heart. And I've told Drew many, many times, this is why we have homeless, okay?
You should be doing this to the homeless?
Absolutely. There's no way that the innocent. See, here's what I'm saying. The homeless are there because, you know, they're junkies or they're evil or they have evil parents or something like this. Whereas the animals, they have no choice.
Yes, okay.
See what I'm saying? The homeless put themselves there.
I see, Mr. Hitler.
And whereas the puppies, I'm agreeing with the band here, whereas the puppies, you know, it's just happenstance.
Yes.
Now, what do we do about this, though? How do we test this stuff?
Well, most people like dogs, you know, and the bottom line is that, like, you know, you can buy so many options of toothpaste that aren't tested on animals already, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just like an insurance scam. So when people, like, sue, when they get sick, they can say, oh, well, we tested on this animal, even if they get cancer anyway, because, you know, how do you even, like, say, okay, this dog, like, the whole thing when they tested cigarettes on dogs and they killed, you know, how many millions of dogs, saying, you know, lung cancer doesn't come from cigarettes. But dogs can't get lung cancer.
They can't?
No.
Do they have gills or something?
But
what do dogs have, Drew?
Lungs.
I've got my dog stoned before. I bet if I did it enough, he could get lung cancer.
That's not very nice.
I don't even have a dog.
Where are you going?
But if he did.
All I'm saying is, why can't dogs get lung cancer?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, Drew, you being the only doctor in the room.
And I don't know the answer to that question.
All right. All I know is that, is that vivisection? Is that what it's called?
Yes. When you open them up, yeah.
Well, I thought it was just experimenting on animals. Now, what's it called when you experiment on the animals?
Vivisection. That's it.
It includes all experimentation?
All right, let's shut Drew's mic off. Obviously, he has no compassion. We knew he had no sense of humor, and now he doesn't care about the pets. All I'm saying is I never think about it. I'm usually glad that bad things happen to, you know, other creatures than me. But then whenever I see the footage of it, I always freak out.
Mm.
And I stop eating meat for like 10 minutes.
Switch to
fish.
It's
really easy to check on the back of a product.
What do you do?
Just check for no cruelty. Just check for the products that haven't been tested.
I'm a Tom's of Maine man.
There you go.
Myself.
That's good stuff.
Good toothpaste, good deodorant, good everything from
Burt's
those
Bees.
Folks. What?
Burt's Bees.
Is that your stuff?
No, I wish. It's good stuff, though.
It's got your name in
That's
it.
That's B-U-R-T.
Oh, sorry. All right, so go out and get that stuff. Costs an extra nickel. It's a little better for the environment. And the puppies can run free, and I could punch in the face.
And the monkeys.
Toothpaste. And the monkeys. Understand that. And, you know, and the mice. I don't know where people come down on the mice. I was saying this today to Jimmy. You know, they did this thing where they test mice, and they found out the thin ones lived longer. And I said, there's got to be an animal just a little bit closer to us. Because, you know, every time they do that thing where they go, hey, it works on the mice, so now it's going to work on us. Yeah. And then I look at the mouse, I see the tail and the red eyes and stuff, and I go, come on.
No, they go to monkeys next. And they're doing that research on monkeys, in fact.
I'd like them to work on manatees.
Did they look like you?
They're kind of in the shape of a fat chick, and they're big. You know, I don't like the idea of something. I want them to be big like me, you know? The prisoners or the homeless or the mentally insane. Or my enemies.
Yeah, just people you don't like.
Right. I don't expect the government to sort through all those people, though. All right, so there's a big concert, and it is going on Oak Canyon Ranch in Irvine, and that's coming up on March 28th.
Sunday.
That's this Sunday.
Sunday.
You got to be there because everybody's going to be there. The U's going to be there. Good Charlotte, or at least members of Good Charlotte, which is really all Good Charlotte is a bunch of guys, if you think about it, Drew. So if you have the members, you know, you got Good Charlotte. Goldfinger, is Goldfinger playing?
We are. Absolutely.
Where's Darren? Don't tell me he's in the United States.
He lives
States.
In Toronto, man.
Yeah.
He does?
He should stay there.
He moved to Canada.
Why?
Why? We threw him out. I think he was extradited.
Wow.
His wife's from Canada. I don't know.
He's still married?
I don't know. He's still married, yeah. He's doing really well.
Good for him.
We actually just toured England, and we did this Darkness thing, that band The Darkness. I don't know if you know them, you know. And he put a thong on him, and it's good stuff.
A thong.
Yeah, a thong. Put a thong and a wig on him, and it's like, that's all you need.
Yeah, he's a drummer. And so is he out here? Is he coming out? Is he playing?
He'll be here, tomorrow.
Fantastic. All right. Don't tell him I'm up in Canada. Tell him I'm in Canada, and it'll be one of those things when he calls me to bother me. I'll go, Darren, I went out to Canada. What the? I didn't. Oh, Christ. Oh, the luck. Wow. Shit like ships in the night. What are you going to do? Now, give my love. Give all the Goldfingerins.
I will. Absolutely.
Tons of other cool bands, too, that are going to be.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. I'm looking at them. And I mean, it's got to be 14, 15 bands.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Where is this venue?
It's down at like Irvine. I don't know. It's out. I've been there once. It's outside. Hopefully it won't rain.
I've never seen the
It's Irvine Lake, which is near. It's Oak Canyon Ranch, which is near Irvine Lake. So anyway, that's this Sunday. It's for a good cause. It's a ton of good bands. And if you want the information on it, you can go to www.concertforcompassion.com. OneBigFatWord.com.
Yep.
Yes?
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's get to the phones, and we'll speak to Rachel, who's 19. Rachel?
Hello?
What's happening?
Hey, guys. What's
hey.
Up? I actually had two questions, but since Joel's not there yet, I can't ask him. But
please.
Funny. But my first question is, during vaginal sex, and when a girl does the Kegel exercises, I was wondering if a guy really... It has any effect on him because it doesn't really do anything for me.
It doesn't. The purpose for the Kegel exercises is to help you with orgasmic control, not to somehow increase.
Well, I don't know.
The guy's pleasure?
It has nothing to do with the guy.
That's what I thought.
No,
was.
Yeah, but, no, the but guy, no, listen, the guy.
As a guy, don't you feel like you want to just put your penis through a hole in a piece of plywood and then a big hand grabbed on it and started trying to yank it off? Like, isn't that what the Kegels are for?
Yeah, but you want your hand grabbing it, you see.
Yeah.
What is that?
Kegels, these muscular contractions of the vagina pelvic floor.
The guys can do them, too.
I do that all the time.
But it will do
nothing. I'm doing it right now.
Listen, Rachel, the guy's just happy if you're there. That's all you need to worry about, just being present. And it's a little enthusiasm, and he'll be perfect.
Well, yeah, I got enthusiasm. I'm good with that.
All right. And the Kegel's supposed to tighten it up for the guy?
No.
Yeah.
No, well, it's not.
What's it supposed to do?
It's supposed to help her with orgasmic control.
But we wouldn't know? Would we not know?
Not necessarily.
I would know.
No.
I can tell. All right, Rachel.
In fact, during, you know, in preparation for your course, those muscles tend to relax. I mean, that's part of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're ready to receive something.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk to Ryan, who's 24. Ryan?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, I just want to say, Adam, I really appreciate your style of humor. You know, you don't just try to set up for a punchline. You're funny along the way.
Yeah, but don't step on him. Don't get in the way.
Shut up.
If you don't anticipate him coming into his humor,
finish my goddamn jokes off.
He'll
you
go
idiot.
Insane. Oh, go insane, Ryan.
Drew,
hold
Drew,
on a Ryan. Second. I don't know. I haven't seen John from Goldfinger in a while, but I'm not sure if I feel like a winner or a loser when a guest who's been on the show from, you know, years back comes on to the show.
Right.
And like, what do you think about that, John?
About you being a loser?
Well, here's what I'm
saying.
But
you're still here, you mean?
Right. Yeah, here's what I'm saying. Like, that could be...
Is
that
a good
be
thing
like,
or a bad thing?
It could be... It really could... It could swing it drastically either direction. Like, one hand, wow, it's kind of sad that these two are still just basically, you know, rotting in late-night radio. On the other hand, there could be a, wow, you know, certain kind of respect for
them. The consistency, man. Yeah. People want consistency, and it's and you're consistently funny.
So, he's BSing.
Whenever I listen to your show, which is maybe once every 2 weeks, I laugh out loud at least once.
So just twice a month, huh?
Yeah, something like that. Driving.
Wow.
See, now he's
not what you call a fan.
Now he's angry.
Yeah.
Isn't how dare
every once in a while, I'll listen to Goldfinger CD. Not so much anymore.
I know.
If I'm on a long ride, like I'm driving to Michigan or something, and, you did that at least
once in the last
year. Yeah, I don't do it that much. So I don't get a chance to listen that much Goldfinger anymore. All right. We're cool. Ryan?
Yeah.
You hear that, Drew? That was an attack.
I know. I heard it. I knew you'd think that. I knew you'd feel that way.
I'm not attacking you, Adam. I love you, bro.
Come on, bro. It's your platitudes about staying.
Kid was selling Doc Martens last time I talked to him. I was a big producer.
I was like six.
Drunk with power. He tries to attack me.
Did he work at the Santa Monica?
Nana's. Yeah.
He's working one of those kiosks. Oh, he had a shoe cart.
That's right. I did. No. I had to look at those old ladies' corns every day. Some old lady would be like, "How do I get rid of this boy?" They didn't even want to try on shoes. They just want to show me their feet. That's it, for real. That's what I did for a living. And, yeah, I have a little bit better job now.
Promising career.
Ryan?
Yeah.
All right, so what's up?
I got a question about semen, but I'd also like to, if it wouldn't be too much to ask, I'd like to field a call for you guys.
Yeah, it's too much to ask.
Oh.
Yeah, all right, why not? You want to do it?
Sure.
How do we do this, Drew?
Well, first, let him ask his question.
All right, ask your question.
Okay, well, I was watching a Peter North video a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you've seen that guy, you know, do his business. And, you know, I'm wondering, how do you produce that much ejaculate?
How do you become 6 foot 8 tall if you're 5 foot 10?
Is that just a genetic thing? I mean,
yes,
it's not something
yes.
they take
there's
to do
nothing
that,
you can
or?
Do. No.
There's no way that you can increase the amount of ejaculate?
Well, Ryan, you could ask me 5 more times. The answer is going to be the same.
Have you ever seen the decorator work?
No.
You guys know what I'm talking
about?
What
does it mean when you watch that more than you're watching the girl in the porn?
Well, it does kind of dominate the screen at a certain portion of the porn movie. And it's always, I don't know if it's a little gay if you time yours, you know, but he's still going like 20 minutes after I'm in the kitchen. I'm disgusted with myself. I come back. He's still like... I don't like the part where we have to show the guy's face, though, like where the guy goes that weird chin dip. You know the move where first you stick the chin out and then it kind of dips back like that? It's like, yeah, we get it. You're having
Anderson,
an orgasm.
The vomit sounds. Please, come on.
All right. Here's all I'm saying. Peter North produces a copious load.
So to speak.
We like to say in the industry. And that's just how he's wired.
That's
yes,
right.
Drew?
That's the plumbing.
The other thing that's funny, too, is it there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's like, you think it's over. It's like... Then you go, okay. And then there's the last one, because that was small. And then all of a sudden, one rogue rope comes flying out of there in some crazy direction.
It's only editing.
No, it's not. I'll show you some stuff.
Hey, Drew, have you ever found that like more foreplay actually increases the volume to an extent?
Yeah, men will actually produce, they'll sort of start storing stuff in the seminal vesicles. So, yeah.
I find that, like, if I watch, like, the beginning part of the porn.
If you sit for 2 or 3
like,
minutes?
Yeah, if I watch that part, like, if I watch the part where they advertise for the naughty phone calls, where the hot chick's talking on the phone, she's like, oh, once in a while they're like getting it on and they're talking. Sometimes they're like blowing a guy and talking on the phone like, oh, you're so hot. And it's like, you're, and I'm like, hey, if I was on the other line, I'd be pissed. Like, hey, what's that in your mouth? It ain't me. Yeah. All right. True. You know what I'm saying? You're paying like $2.99 a minute. She's with some other dude.
It's nice that it's your idea of foreplay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes I watch that part. What else could you be talking about? All right. You know, it'd be nice, Drew, if the penis had a little rifling.
Yeah.
Like a pistol.
Yeah.
You know, remember back in the day, they'd have the musket, and the ball would just, the musket ball would just go flying everywhere.
Yeah.
But then they rifled the barrel, and all of a sudden it went, you know, it hit its target.
Yeah, what about distance? Can't you hold it in longer to get more?
Yeah. What about that,
distance?
I, listen, not medical issues.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He knows. He'll tell you during the break.
That's right.
All right. I'm just saying, if it had some rifling, you wouldn't get that rogue shot that ended up on your shoulder.
You know what I mean? Bore things out. Would you call that?
Oh, yoke it out.
We'll yoke out your penis for you.
All right.
We'll do it.
All right.
You told Ryan to get answer call. Ryan, you go ahead and
hey Ryan,
hit him twice.
All right. So what I do?
Well, let me just do it from this end to make it simpler.
Who are we talking to?
So, jeez. line four.
All right.
Four and three.
Caller's name?
Jessica.
Age?
16.
Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Professional.
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah, what's your question?
About, like, this guy I'm sleeping with.
Okay. Are you taking any medication?
What?
Do you have any history of abuse?
No.
Jessica?
Yes, actually I do. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Where's your dad, Jessica?
My daddy's gone.
Listen, what you're going to need to do, you're going to need to get yourself in a 12-step program, okay?
Get I'm not an alcoholic, though.
Work the steps.
Yeah.
But when I have to go to Al-Anon?
Yes, work the steps.
Jessica's been thinking about these things. Jessica, what actually is your question?
I know. Let Ryan's rolling. Let him go.
Hey, but good times, though.
It's a very uncomfortable
Jessica.
Hey, what? Ryan, listen. You know, like last week, I was in New York. Stryker came in here.
Yeah.
Oh, what do we need Stryker for? We got Ryan over here in Orlando.
Hey, I've been listening to Stryker for a long time. I've been taking some tits.
Yeah, no kidding. I feel like a jackass. Anybody, some stoner from Orlando, just coming.
Hey,
to do
you guys,
my job.
Take it easy.
All right, there, buddy.
All right, later.
Now, what do I hit here, Drew?
That one and that one. Jessica. There we go. That's right. Jessica.
That's pretty good. Jessica.
Yes.
By the way, I think we freaked Chris out last night, too, that poor guy. He's been locked in a room with us for 6 months, and we spoke to him for the first time last night.
Oh, Engineer Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to say, who's Chris? That would have been humiliating if I actually said, who's Chris? We didn't have any guests on last night. Bert and John both here tonight. Bert from the U's. John, of course, from Goldfinger. Just doing a little reset. Jessica?
Yeah?
What's up?
Okay. So I've called before, and I had moved out of my mom's house, and I was living on my own. I'm in college, and I had a job, right? And I did this for, like, 4 months, and, like, 3 weeks ago, I moved back home. But the problem was I was having, like, a sexual relationship, I guess, with someone, like, the owner's son of where I work at, and he's 26.
Fabulous. Why'd you move back home?
My mom forced me because I got in an accident and I was in the emergency room and it freaked my mom out.
You said you do have an abuse history of some type?
Yes.
What happened?
She kind of, when we were younger, she used to sometimes beat us with a belt and throw me down the stairs and stuff.
Fabulous. Sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we it's a cultural thing. We can't judge.
Can't judge.
Cannot judge. Go ahead.
Did you run away from home at any time?
No, I didn't because I knew there, like, I always wanted to when I was younger, but I knew there was no, like, rationally speaking, I knew I couldn't go anywhere. I would have always had to go back home.
Let me just say this. You hear a lot and you see in movies, like, people being thrown downstairs. How does this actually work? Like, come on, let's up to the top of the stairs. I'm going to roll you down.
Probably start from the top.
You start. Oh, so the argument might break out on the second
floor. My dad come up and rip me out of the top bunk of the bed, and then toss
your
me
dad
down
would
the
your
stairs.
Dad toss you down the stairs?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, okay, but because it seems like in a way being ripped out of the top bunk is it's a sort of smaller staircase to fall down. But all I'm saying is after a few tosses down the stairs,
you get
if I was like in the entry hall and there's like get up here, I'd be like, no, I'm going down to the basement. I'm going to lie down on the floor. Like, and by the way, like, you know, you hear women about, like, oh, they lost their baby when they rolled down the stairs or they fell down. Okay. This is just like one of those movie things. Yeah. I didn't know it actually went on. Jessica?
Yes.
All right. So you were thrown down the stairs.
Oh, yes.
All right. So this 26-year-old son of the boss, what's the deal?
Okay, so I was working there, and I work with, like, high school kids, and he didn't think I was a high school kid, and I was living on my own, and I was in college and stuff, so obviously, I guess from that, he thought I was older.
All right.
And so we started going out, and, like, on our first date, like, we slept together, and then it kept going and going, and then, like, we stopped it, but then last week, like, I saw him for the first time for a while, and we ended up sleeping together again.
Why did you stop it? Because he found out how old you were?
No.
Then why'd you stop it?
Well, because like, we're very different. Like, I'm kind of more intellectual, and he's more of a, like, laid-back kind of guy. So, like,
really?
Our interests diverge.
Well, no, it doesn't fit. Give us another reason.
Yeah. Your interests include having sex with guys that are 10 years your senior and rolling downstairs.
No, I mean, like, it was just like it was very, very short, and I think it was just like a pleasure thing, you know, just sleeping.
You didn't like it.
Either way, the guy's a criminal. He's 26, you're 16, too old for you.
I know.
Okay, so now you end this. And you find a nice guy who's closer to your age, right?
Well, no, but he's like the owner's son, you know?
You know who this is? No. This is who this is.
It is?
No, it's not. No. All I know.
Addison,
that girl.
Play that tape.
All right. So this is the owner's son.
No!
So what? Really?
That's her.
Sounds like her.
Yeah,
no, it really isn't. I know that girl. I'm
what
not.
Do you know her?
No, like, I've heard her on the radio. It's not me. No!
No!
All right, so I don't understand. He's the owner's son, so
well,
what?
I know. Here's the thing. I like sleeping with him and stuff, and I'm kind of screwed up myself. Like, I have a really, like, bad background.
I know. We get it.
All right, so we're asking you to stop sleeping with him.
I know. How can I, though? I mean, I'm
you have to keep your knees together.
Well, you mentioned being Al-Anon. Are you an addict, too?
What? Is he?
Are you?
Am I? No.
Is he?
No.
How about you get some therapy?
No!
No.
You were physically abused and everything.
Mm-hmm.
How about a little therapy for that?
Yeah.
All right.
And you're making some
Start
horrible
there.
Choices.
You're making
you
bad
can't
choices.
Control your impulses. That's something needs to be worked on. Okay?
Okay.
There's no magic for that.
It's no fun.
We can tell you to stop. You're not going to. You can't. That's
Speaking of stopping, you know, I was just thinking about her when she was like, she's sleeping with the dude she works with. Then they make a pact to not get together anymore, and then they get together again. Remember those days? Nothing better than that. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we're over. Then next thing you know, you're going at it like 8 days later, and then you're over. I'm married now, but I'm going to start implementing that into
Tell
my
your
marriage.
Wife, you're done.
Yeah, listen, I'll not be putting out.
Yeah, but look,
there'll be no more.
Yeah, first of all, she'll be like, yeah, fine. Wait. What do you mean?
All right,
like,
so
that's different.
I'll just be
change.
I'll be with Hondo the gardener full time now. Are we going full time? I got it because he's. I got to tell him. Don't put an attachment on his leaf blower.
Then when it comes time for you to come back,
then it's very passionate.
Yeah, you won't be back.
It's very passionate, then it's like, no, we can't do this. I'm just saying, it's the best. It's the best part of the relationship when you're breaking it up, when you're getting back together.
Yeah, the makeup
session thing.
The best, for sure.
Yeah, but I don't need all the hassle, the argument. I don't want to move out. I don't need any alimony.
This is why
that
ex-girlfriend of yours moved in with your grandmother. So you wouldn't keep doing that.
I tell you, Adam, go on the road. Just go tour.
Really?
Yeah, when you come back, it's awesome.
Oh, when you come back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's awesome.
When you come back.
Do it.
Hi, Drew. That's it. I'm touring. I'm taking Darren's place in Goldfinger. Get myself a little thong back. Get up there. Beat my
run
ass.
On a skateboard.
You got
skateboard.
A hairy ass, don't you?
I got a hairy ass.
Hairy ass,
you
but
do.
you don't have the right calves.
He's got big calves.
Are you willing to?
Darren's got big calves.
What was that
right
look?
Giant calves.
Does he?
No,
have
I mean
he does.
Crazy.
He does have big calves.
Crazy calves.
He's a sturdy man.
You got to put a Twinkie in your ass, too.
Yeah.
That's his job.
Oh, that's his thing?
Yeah. That's his
bit. And then he lets kids eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I do snowballs. I do the pink snowballs. That's my thing. Because you know what? I don't copy anyone.
You play by your own rules.
Yeah, play by my own. My
new
own,
school.
My
I want
own
to be an individual.
Pastry anus rules. Yeah. Because, you know, and I'm
Ew,
a
those
I'm
things
a
are terrible,
part.
Those
snowballs? They test them on animals. All right, we're going to take a little bit of a break here. We got a song to hear from the Used, by the way. It's Drew was yakking so much we didn't get to it the first time.
No!
Bert's here.
Yes!
Here. Joel from Good Charlotte is coming. I think he's coming in at 11 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, listen, we'll sort the whole mess out after this. Bloodline of Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Burt McCracken is here tonight. John Konnichiwa. Feldman here tonight. The Hughes and Goldfinger. Joel is here from Good Charlotte, and he'll be getting his own microphone in just a couple of few. That's him in the background. There's a little gig that they're playing this Sunday. It's at the Oak Canyon Ranch in Irvine, which is near the Irvine Lake, I think, or Lake Irvine. The gates open at 10:30. It's $20. It's $20. It's like 18 cents a band.
Yeah, it's like 40
averages,
bands.
Averages out to.
Yeah.
But a churro is going to run you $80.
That's a good
that's
deal.
Where they get you.
Good
they get you with the churros.
Mm-mm-mm.
They burn you with the churros, Drew.
So
every
good.
Time.
I used to love those things.
Churros?
Yeah.
I
haven't eaten one in
what
do they have butter probably. I gotta get a vegan churro. I gotta figure something out.
There ain't nothing that comes from Mexico that you can eat.
Nothing. Nothing.
No, everything
lard.
Everything's
everything.
Lard.
Lard.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Your flan is just chilled lard. With sugar on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
They don't, as a matter of fact, if they find out you're vegan in Mexico, they'll string you out.
Yep.
They don't need your kind.
Nope.
And eat you.
Yeah.
Think about what, going to Tijuana, those, I used to eat those hot dogs and those dog hot dogs, whatever they are.
I used to eat those mini tacos out there. So I always wonder, like, what's going on in the old brain, like when you head down to downtown and you're down by the convention center and you see the guy with the modified shopping cart with the propane tank on it.
Yeah,
he's got the Oscar Mayer wieners wrapped in bacon, and he's wearing a filthy concert T-shirt and a sombrero, and it's like, yeah, you're going to pay for the there's a Duener schnitzel over here.
It's drunk food, man. That's all it is.
It's drunk food. You got to be loaded, right?
That's it. You have to be.
You make bad decisions. Yes, Drew?
All right.
Well, you're going to eat off a shopping cart that's got a propane tank on it? The guy's wiping his nose with his sleeve? He's got the rating he has is an R. It's just a big bar. So it's not even in the top five. It's way down.
There's no other city that does that. You know that? I mean, I've never seen it anywhere else besides
the
LA.
The rating thing. Yeah, I kind of, you know, my wife always freak out if she sees a C or a B, and I'm like,
well, let's clue the rest of the country in. Every restaurant in Los Angeles, Los Angeles County, I think, gets a rating from the health department. ABC, or don't you think even the double A?
I've always seized the lowest.
ABC.
A, yeah, D is bad times.
Not passing. And then the R for the traveling salesman. Yeah.
And a lot of people get freaked out when they see the B or the C, but being a DF student, when I see that B, I'm like, wow, these guys, they're on the honor roll. Let's go. I mean, it seems like B's pretty good in my book.
I once saw the criteria, and when you read what B is, you think, whoa.
Oh, really?
Is it really?
Because
I've asked a C restaurant, and they lied then, straight up. They must have, because they said that someone left a jacket on the counter.
Oh, no, no.
Or something
no.
like that.
No,
to get a C, you got to, like, have some rat pooping all over or something.
There was a hooker's corpse in the jacket. That's what it's
chili. In the chili.
That had actually the hand had fallen in the salad bar. Yeah. Yes. Rat droppings. That's the one I always like. Vermin infestation, rat droppings. I always like that. All right, let's take ourselves a call, and then we'll hear a song.
All right.
All right, we have a Germany or Florida. This is huge. John listens to the show like twice a year, you know, so he's probably
twice a month.
So he's probably heard.
If I didn't work so much, I listened to it every. I would absolutely listen.
I understand. There's no way you could bring a radio into wherever you're working. they don't make the portable ones
and
anymore.
Those tape recorder things are very expensive.
They make the big truck mounted radios, but you can't actually bring them indoors.
All right, Bert. In between vocal takes, man, this next record, I'm gonna just we're gonna put him in left side.
Right, I'll tell you that is. It's not like he's working at a chocolate factory or something. You know, he's at a listen because he's producing. You know, he's got to listen. I understand.
They just said they're taking a Germany or Florida. It might be you.
Yes, it's Katie.
It is Katie.
Go ahead.
Katie.
Things are sick and twisted from too much sun and Nazis. Sex meth and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore ya. Germany or Florida.
Yeah, Germany or Florida is a game that's sweeping the nation, which is... all the bizarre. Are you allergic to good radio, Drew?
I must be. Because, man, was that good.
You must have some sort of problem with my comedy pollen. All right. My funny dander's gotten into Drew's sinuses. Here's how Germany or Florida goes. All the bizarre stories, mostly crime-related stories. Oh, am I boring you now, Drew?
Sneezing,
you wanna go home? He's yawning, he's sneezing. Here's the thing. They're either out of Germany or they're out of Florida. They give us the story. We tell them Germany or Florida. I'm normally bad about 800% here, but I was 0-2 the last few nights. Katie?
Yeah?
All right. Germany or Florida? Here we go.
Okay. A 5-year-old boy took a bag of marijuana to a school and was sprinkling it over a friend's food when a school monitor intervened. The food was confiscated before the other boy had a chance to eat it. Law enforcement officers said it was unclear whether he even knew what he was carrying, although he tried to hide the bag when the monitor approached.
How old was he, 10?
He was 5.
Oh, 5.
5.
What? Yeah. You go to school at 5? Kindergarten?
Kindergarten?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now, I know where this story hails from because I heard it during a writer's meeting. Right, so I'm going to pull out of this one.
Oh, come on.
Let's hear the theme song one more time, Anderson, just to put everyone in the mood.
Things are sick and twisted from too much sun and Nazis. Sex, meth, and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not the Borea, Germany or Florida.
All right.
Germany or Florida!
That's David
it's
Allen
Germany
career.
Or Florida!
All right.
Maybe you could produce something. You should get credit for actually knowing it. It's all right to take it.
No, that's not fair. All right, what is it? Drew, what do you think? You going Germany? Oof. Bert?
Florida.
Yeah. Florida.
Yeah,
John?
Florida.
I don't think
pot when I think Germany. People aren't really like pot smokers that I've met over there. They're
pretty close
to
Amsterdam,
though.
Well, I would say,
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, we got two Floridas and a Germany.
See, I actually don't think it's. I could easily see it happening in this country, but not in Florida so much, strangely enough. It's a California or Nevada thing.
Okay. Katie?
Yeah?
Germany or Florida?
It's Florida.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Beat by McCracken. Drew, you better do some soul searching, my friend.
That's right.
All those years of college didn't amount to squat, did they?
Not when it comes to guessing.
Bert comes rolling in here. Pow.
Dropped out of high school.
Yeah, it's not just guessing. Yeah. Bert's got a eighth and a half grade education, you know that? Came in here, and he didn't just guess.
He nailed it.
He took the information, he processed the information, he thought about it, and then he guessed. That's what I'm saying. Either way, whether he's lucky or smart, either way, he's got you beat.
Either way.
And John, too. Although John may have just been going with Bert because he's producing it.
Nah, I smoked a lot of pot in high school, so.
So you know.
I think about it. I can think like a stoner, I think. Even though 5-year-olds aren't quite a stoner yet.
Where'd that kid get his pot?
Got it from his mom,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Vanessa?
Yes.
All right, we don't want to talk to you because we got to hear a used song. I don't mean we have to hear a used song. I mean we will enjoy hearing it.
And he doesn't mean we don't want to talk to you ever. We just have to take a song before we talk to you.
Right.
That's fine.
All right.
Put it up.
All right. Let's hear a used song and then. Since Bert's here and then Joel's here from Good Charlotte and John's here from Goldfinger in the studio and everything else. All right. Oh, the song is called Maybe Memories. The Used. John, you produced that?
Yes.
Nice work.
Thank you.
Excellent work.
That's right. Much. I knew this kid had...
thanks, John. Thanks for producing my first
legs.
Record.
Yeah. He had what?
Verve. Thanks, Moxie.
He had is Boxie. That's Verve and Moxie, everybody. Bert is here from The Used. John is here from Goldfinger.
Mm.
Joel is here from Good Charlotte and going to be jumping in on the microphone right after this break. There's a big concert coming up. It's this Sunday. Starts at... the gates open at 10:30. And it's the money's going to a good cause. So... many, many, many bands are going to be there, including most of Good Charlotte and The Used and Goldfinger. And you just go to www.concertforcompassion.com. And
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, so 1,000 bands are playing.
1,500.
It's never going to end. As a matter of fact, the concert actually started last year this time.
Yeah,
they're just getting
that.
To the halfway
it
point.
It looks like that.
All right, we will take ourselves a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Peace.
Buddy, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. John is here from Goldfinger. Joel is now here from Good Charlotte.
Konnichiwa.
Bert McCracken is, I'm guessing Bert's on his way to the gym, probably, if I know Bert. Maybe down to the firing range or maybe the spa.
I got a little clip from last time Bert was on.
Oh, okay. Well, let's
and
hear
he's
that.
Gone now, right? That sucks.
Yeah.
Here we go.
First of all, I just want to say that I love Kelly Osbourne. And second, I want to say that I am in love with Kelly Osbourne.
Ooh, that's
he doesn't want to hear that. Anymore.
Come on,
yeah. That's mean.
How dare you, Anderson? You
jerks.
Just revisiting, that's all.
All right.
You guys are mean.
We didn't do it.
I know, that's the whole
I'm like
thing.
Looking at Drew and Adam going, you guys are mean.
Now, first off, we fired Anderson 9 months ago. He just won't leave the studio, and we're not in the same studios he's in.
Where is he?
I haven't paid in 6 months.
And you work?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing here, actually.
He loves the show, and really, he just steals blank cassettes from Lycus's locker.
Do you listen to a Loveline? Yeah, I do the little sound effects.
I do the doyo-yoing sound. Yeah. How about you make that sound in me?
How dare all of you? I could also make you all quiet real quick.
All right, buddy. Good times. So let's see. Good Charlotte. What do we need to talk about with Good Charlotte?
Brothers in Japan.
Yeah, we are starting our record on Wednesday. New record, new album.
Uh-huh.
And so we were on like a 5 or 6 week break.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're starting a new record and getting ready for just the new album and going to go back out on tour in the summer and out forever.
Going to record that out here in Los Angeles?
Yes, out here in Los Angeles. Hello, Los Angeles.
In the North Hollywood area, perhaps?
Is North Hollywood considered over where, like, Vine and Sunset and
Hollywood?
No, that would be Hollywood.
Well, we're doing it in Hollywood.
Yeah. You know, in North Hollywood, there's really 9 cities between Hollywood and North Hollywood.
Yes.
I don't know it out here. Y'all out here confused me.
North Hollywood is actually north of Hollywood. It's about the only thing that connects it to Hollywood.
I know, but when you're in North Hollywood, I grew up in North Hollywood. I went to North Hollywood High.
Yeah.
Wow.
You go to North Hollywood, and people logically would think, well, like if I said it's in North Orlando.
South Pasadena. It's right next door.
Southern Maryland.
Yeah, you'd think you were in Hollywood.
Yeah,
you're not 10 miles from you're 10 miles from Hollywood.
I know.
That's all I'm saying.
12 cities away.
Yeah, but it's all the relative, you know.
I think they're just trying to glom on like Beverly Hills adjacent.
Right.
They just you open the newspaper, it says Beverly Hills adjacent. It's in Pacoima. They just want to make an extra buck.
Yeah. Good point.
Thank you. Thank God, because Drew rarely says good point.
Yeah,
Vanessa.
Yes.
You're 25.
Yes, I am.
Same age as me.
What's up?
Well, I'm a single mom, and my 5-year-old son has started to ask about his dad. And his dad hasn't been in the picture since I was 3 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I never say anything mean about him, even though I would love to. But yeah. I just don't feel it's right to say anything mean about him.
Yeah.
We actually, we suspect, and there's some reason to believe that this is true, that having the dad completely absent is better than the guy that comes in at the holidays and is gone the rest of the time. Better than the guy
that.
Better than the guy that's just a deadbeat and a big pain in the neck and got constant conflict with you. Or
and also the guy, I don't like these guys who don't put any work into the production and then get to step out and take a bow at the end of the show and then leave until they put up the next production and everyone's hauling crates and putting up scenery and stuff. And you just go out and take a bow again. Like you buy a couple of presents for Christmas and then you split again. And the kid ends up idealizing it.
Well, no, but now she has an opportunity where he can idealize the dad.
Well,
the dad could be.
I don't think if he doesn't have any contact with a kid, there won't be as much idealizing.
No, Vanessa can see to it that it's really.
You tell him
he worked for the United Nations.
Tell him is he going to see the kid at all?
He has made no contact with him. He doesn't want to have anything to do with him. But I don't want to tell my son that because I don't want to hurt him more than he's hurt already.
Yeah, do not tell him that.
No. You tell him he was a part of Desert Storm.
Yeah.
And his F-18 Hornet went down over southern Iraq.
Yeah.
He died a hero. His wingman begged him to bail out, but he stayed with it because his navigator had stuck in his harness and couldn't get out, and he said he was staying with him. Most guys would have pulled the ejection cord long before, but he drove it into the ground.
I think I mentioned this to you once. The War and Peace, the novel, ends with a son of a guy that died in the Napoleonic War, imagining who his father was and what a great hero he was and how he had to live up to that. Guy never met this father before.
Yeah, it's better.
That's what boys do.
What about when he meets him and he finds out he's
I
would just tell him that he's not around and you don't know where he is and you don't know, he's asked, is he a good dude? And you say, I don't really know. He's not.
Well, that's what I say because I don't want to lie because it's going to come back and bite me in the butt later on if he's trying.
Yeah, but then when he's like, but mommy, why were you with daddy when you were?
He'll blame you.
I think
mom's a whore.
Well, and I don't want to open that can of worms either because I just graduated last year from college, and I'm going to law school in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to keep anything from... I don't know if this is selfish or not, but I just don't want that to keep me from going over there because I know that would better me and my son.
What does your son... I mean, what does your the biological father actually do?
I haven't talked to him since then, so I have no idea what he's doing now.
You don't get any money from him?
I don't get any money from him. I'm proud of what I've done without him.
What, you mean milk the government?
No. I have not got any government money at all.
How do you support
him? By the way, girl.
I work.
No, I like that.
Yeah, no, Vanessa, you're not our usual caller.
I know you're not.
No.
No, not by any stretch.
You're much smarter.
I respect you, Vanessa. Good work, girl.
Yeah, but, okay, that was Joel.
That was Joel.
Yeah. All right, listen, but Vanessa, how do you work full-time? I mean, did your family help you out? What happened?
Well, you know what? At first, my parents were very disappointed. That's what I'll say. They were disappointed when they found out I was pregnant.
Right.
They helped me, but I lived on my own when I was in college. And I did go to college full-time, and I was working part-time, but...
Who took care of the baby?
Where did you work?
Huh? Where did parents. I work? I worked at the university.
And who took care of the baby?
At a hospital.
Who took care of the baby?
The university daycare.
Okay.
All right. Good times.
And so,
all right, so, look, here's the whole thing with kids. All you got to do with kids is, they start asking questions and you just point at something and go, hey, look, SpongeBob. And they turn around and you get another 6 years. That's how it works.
Yeah.
So go ahead and feel free just to sort of skirt the issue a little bit. And then you do that thing where, look, Daddy and I were just together for a little bit of time. I don't know where he is. And you're so special. You're why.
Yeah.
You're why. He just came in like a bee and pollinated me like a flower, and then he flew off to rape another flower. well, don't say rape. Say sexual abuse. Say deposit. But you're, shifted to the kid. You're
always making it about how special the kid is.
Right, how special the kid is. True, that's what your folks did with you, right?
Special.
Me too.
Special.
You going to have kids, Adam?
Yeah.
When?
Drew's pregnant now. I'm working on it. I'm working hard.
Really? Right now?
Right now.
He's trying to impregnate me.
Yeah, I'm trying to. He won't hold still.
Good luck with that.
We'll take ourselves a quick break. Well, look at the time, Drew. We'll be right back. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. John Feldman is here tonight from Goldfinger.
Hello.
Joel is here from Good Charlotte.
That's me.
And both friends of the show. Goldfinger probably, one of the first bands probably on the show when I got here.
That's true.
Now, Drew.
A little history. 97-ish. When would you get here?
Yeah, 97-ish.
The proud year I graduated from high school.
Feel old now?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did graduate.
How is that not a diss?
Actually,
And me listening twice a month is.
Yeah. Well, now, but Drew.
Yeah.
Drew, I mean, you were here with like Bow Wow Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Hazy Fantasy.
Scritti Politti.
Scritti Politti.
They were great.
I mean,
you were here with Ricky. What's his Ricky?
Know, Rick, I'd been here 10 years when Ricky showed up.
Drew'd been here for 10 years before Rackman got here. Yeah. I mean, but Drew, you've been here with some like serious 80s bands, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, my goodness. I'm a pre-80s band. What are you talking about?
Really?
I was here when the Bengals used to hang out at the back door.
Bengals are 80s.
And banging, but before they came in, way years before they came in, they'd beg Rodney to listen to their CDs.
Bengals were awesome.
Yeah, or things like that.
Like the Bengals, too.
Never really got into them.
I mean,
you should have got some moral from the Bengals. Like, I'll play your CD, baby, if if you help me out.
Berlin,
wow.
I think that was the first guest I was on with.
Berlin.
Yeah.
Terry Nunn.
She tried to sleep with our guitar player.
It's awesome, man. I'm so excited about all this.
Yeah.
Yeah. He never understand the words.
Listen, you're in rock and roll now. You should know a little about the history. You know what I mean? There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than these guys that go they're getting these multi-million-dollar contracts. And no, listen to me. They're in the NFL. They're in the NFL, and they don't know that Mike Ditka, who's their coach, used to play in the NFL. Right, you know what I mean? They never heard of Roger Staubach or Terry Bradshaw.
I like the old stuff, but I like the good old stuff. The Smiths, The Cure.
They were all, did it with them, too. What else? You know,
I like Frank Sinatra.
Sure. No, Frank's never been in here.
But Tony Bennett was.
But Green Day is old school to you.
I like Green Day, Goldfinger.
Green Day was a new band.
The Clash and...
Clash with
you
know.
All right, but you had...
Bengals never got into that.
You had the Smiths. You had...
The Cure. We had the Cure by phone or something one time.
No. Cure, huge.
Yeah.
But they were Robert Smith, Therapy by Robert Smith would be awesome.
I heard Morrissey's playing some shows next month. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
He is?
I like Morrissey.
I'm going to go to every show.
I mean, some of it, Adam, is like, you know, we did the TV show, and we had, like, basically the whole cast of Will and Grace.
Right.
Do you remember those shows?
No.
Will and Grace?
No. Yeah.
Isn't that on still?
Yeah. But the point is, they weren't
on Will and Grace.
At the time, the show had not come out yet, but we had all those actors and actresses on Loveline, the MTV show. And we didn't,
the show.
We can't really remember that. It didn't really happen.
When Joel was in diapers, he used to watch us on TV.
Yeah.
I was coming from middle school.
And it was great. Well, between snack
luckily
time.
Luckily for you guys, you got me right in time right before I started having sex.
He would catch us right between nap time and snack time.
Yeah.
Where he'd get a little juice box.
And graham crackers.
Some graham crackers. And he'd watch us.
Teddy Grahams.
And then he'd see
Dunkaroos.
He'd see John from Goldfinger on the show. Remember? Yeah,
and then I went to his show. I heard you on Loveline, so I came to see you play live. Can you sign my CD?
Three.
Let's take a call.
All right. Let's take a call. Susan?
Suzanne?
Suzanne?
Hello?
You're 19? What's up?
Okay. First, I want to say hi to Joel.
What's up, girl?
Hey, can you say hi to my friend Jenny?
Hey, Jenny. It's Joel. I just want to say hi.
Thanks.
Hey, how you doing? What's your question?
I have a question. Me and my boyfriend, we have sex a lot.
Whoa.
And we've been together, a long time. But, every time it comes to, 69, I get really, scared. Because, I've never done it. And, I don't know who should be, on top and, how it kind of, works, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's interesting. Well, I got to consult my Heloise book and see what etiquette would prevail for this one. But I'm guessing, to me, 69 means guy on his back. Yes?
They could both be on their side.
Oh, really?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I've thought about it.
Did it clear it up?
Doesn't feel traditional, though. I mean, I'm old school. I'm old well, 69 school.
Adam, you got to remember, you are the expert at receiving. And then no one would want to miss that,
right.
You know, and so they can't leave that out of the equation if oral
right.
sex
Let me explain
correct.
That. Like guy's Let me explain guy. That to people, which is a lot of guys brag about how good they can do it to a chick. For me, I brag about how good I take it. You know what I mean? Like, I can receive oral like no other. I'm the first to admit I'm not that good at doing it, but nobody takes it like I do.
I don't think
you
John
know
believes
I mean?
You. You got to show him.
Watch. Like, here's my move.
Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Dude, that's awesome.
Full respect.
Once in a while, I'll throw in like a, yeah, don't stop.
Lucky wife.
And then once in a while, it'll be like, I'll throw in like a, nice. You know what I mean?
That's all class.
I bet like.
Or like, I can't see the TV or something
Where's
intimate.
Where's the remote? Sandwich.
All the chicks you've been with are like, I know he's like a little bit chauvinistic, but he's so cute when he does that kind of thing where he just doesn't really do anything.
Where he holds still.
Yeah, I thought he was dead.
Yeah. But, yeah. Blow the corpse, baby. Yeah. All right. That's my thing.
It's awesome. 60, so people still do 69.
They do.
So they still go 69. Yeah.
I see. That's like eighth grade. 69.
All right.
I think, I don't know when the prime 69 years are.
When
to
I
me,
was in high school.
In terms of preoccupation,
well,
not actually here, doing it, right?
No, here's what it is.
Actually doing
it? Like you joke about it.
The, joking about it,
the 69, the actual execution of the 69 does not usually make it past the year mark of the relationship.
But if you think about it, the whole thing is sort of novelty. It's sort of meant for humor almost. That's
well,
sort of a novelty quality
I think
to it. That the young male grabs onto around 14 and just doesn't let go. And
no,
then sort of feels obliged to do it somewhere down the line. Just
I'm saying
homage to the years of humor.
No, you do it. No, you do it when it's a new broom sweeps clean is what I'm saying. Which is if you get in a fresh relationship, there may be some 69ing afoot. You see? But when you get to year number 11 of a relationship, there'll be no more 69ing. Thank you. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
That's
you.
That's right.
Yes. Awesome, man.
That's right. Thank you. We'll do a basically, I do a sort of a, just a six, where it's like, all hold still. Get busy. See what I'm saying? Who are we talking to? Suzanne?
Yeah.
I would say, though, for the 69, and I'm a traditionalist,
yeah.
I think the guy should be on his back.
All right, Suzanne.
He should be on his back.
Yeah. Should be
what
on his back.
What are you guys doing for birth control?
What?
They're 69ing. That's
what are you, what are you doing for birth control?
Condoms?
Condoms?
All right. Is that with a question mark at the end?
Yeah.
Sometimes condoms.
Make sure you get that morning after pill. Keep that around, too, just in case the condom should fail.
Am I right, guy on the back with the 69? Come on.
No opinion. Your Honor? Your Honor?
I'm visualizing it, and it seems the easier way. It seems such a confusing thing to try and focus on what you're doing.
Sidebar,
it
sidebar.
Is.
John, sidebar.
Okay?
No.
Not into the 69.
No, I'm
understand.
Not down, dude.
No, I understand, but I'm just saying maybe you've seen movies.
I've seen a few.
Charcoal drawings. You've seen those.
Asian
books.
My first reaction would have been guy on top. That would have been
you think
first.
About that, but now think about what's...
All right, I don't want to think about it anymore. Let's take another call. Come on.
Yeah.
True, lie down.
Suzanne, good luck with
you
it, though.
You be the
know?
Chick for a change and lie down and let us show you why the flaw in your logic.
Okay.
Drew,
act it out.
Pull your skirt up over your head and lie down.
All right. Good time. Yeah. Laura.
You got to keep the show moving or Joel gets bored.
Hello?
Yeah. What's up, Laura?
Short attention span.
Hi, my question is actually for Dr. Drew.
Yeah, what's up?
I've recently been getting like 2 yeast infections a month, and I don't know why.
No 69ing. No.
Okay.
Are you sexually active?
Yeah. I make my boyfriend wash his hands and everything like that.
Are you using a condom?
Yeah, we are.
Could this be just an allergic reaction to the latex?
I haven't had it before, though, with any of my other boyfriends.
With condoms?
Yeah.
Brands.
Same brand of condom?
Same brand.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what. Interestingly enough, I was just reading a list today of all the different things that can cause vaginitis or vaginal irritation. It includes things like, really? You know, toilet paper or perfumes. I mean, there's a list of, like, you know, 35 things on it of the kinds. Almost anything can upset the environment in there and trigger the propensity for yeast infection. Mm-hmm. When you do get it, how are they treated?
I've just been using over-the-counter stuff. Like
some of it is not getting it completely cleared up, because way back up around the cervix, the yeast can still kind of hide out and just slowly grow back.
So you should use the fogger, right?
Well, the fogger is actually in the form of a pill called Diflucan or fluconazole.
I think they should have a vaginal fogger like they do for roaches, where you actually just pull the lid, you put the thing up there.
You take the pill, and then you got to go out for the evening. And
you know you're full when it starts coming out of your ears. Yeah. All right. You take the Diflucan.
Get it checked out. Make sure it is, in fact, yeast and not some other kind of vaginal infection or inflammation, which is the other thing to do. And there you go. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Good times.
Can you give that to a guy? Can a girl give a yeast infection?
Yeah, he can. He doesn't get an infection, but he can have enough.
Can she give it to the guy?
Yeah.
Well, she can cause him to carry it, but doesn't usually really give him an infection. Hmm. And so he can keep giving it back to her. But he's wearing a condom, though, so that doesn't...
Okay. I was a yeast mule for a while. I got to tell you.
What does that mean? Wow. He was a carrier.
Did you use Desinex,
this foot spray?
No, he was packing. Yeah.
I was muling it. I'm like the guy who brings the heroin in from Mexico. Right. I'm not a junkie. I just bring it in.
Yeast.
I harbored some yeast. I did. I had to go to the lesbian free clinic in Santa Monica.
How'd you find out?
That's how. Listen. Lesbian free clinic.
Little chafing on the peccaroo, I remember, and uninsured. I had to hit the Santa Monica lesbian clinic and get the stink eye from the husky chicks over there. And
heard they're real nice over there.
They're delights. All the free clinics. Well, listen, anytime you're dealing with the free stuff, they're angry, because you would be too. Like, what if someone said, look, why don't you come over and paint my house? We'll not be paying. How would your attitude be about the year three of you just painting guys' houses for free? You know what I mean? It'd be like, listen, you missed a spot. Yeah, I'm going to stab you with this roller. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, that's my work.
Yeah, well, all I'm saying is I look, of course your attitude's horrible. It's free. That's the exchange you make. I love these people, by the way, like, oh, we went down to County USC, we had to wait for 6 hours. Yeah, free! Free! things take longer when you don't pay. But people are not in such a hurry to help. It's like, you know.
It's like my dental work.
For free?
You go to the in Baltimore, there's a dental school where the students do the work on your teeth for free.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
They don't do that great work.
No,
but they
students.
Do the work.
Right.
You need to say.
Yeah. It's like, why are the stores only open for 2 hours in Russia and or the former Soviet Union, always out of stuff? Because no competition, no one's paying. That's what you get, everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, got a little cream to rub on there. It's good times. You just got to keep it dry. Yes, Drew?
Dry. Yes, sir.
Dry.
Anna.
Yeah, let's speak to Ann.
We will in a second. Anna.
Hey.
Look how long she's been on hold.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
89 minutes?
Yeah. Give her a break.
Patience.
All right. What's up?
Due to, like, something out of whack with my endocrine gland.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, we got the voice going.
Got the sexual abuse voice going.
And not just the voice, but the affects, right? Didn't you feel it right away?
I felt sexual abuse.
What was wrong, she
said? Something's wrong with her endocrine gland, which there is no such thing.
There isn't?
No.
Jesus. Okay. You don't have an endocrine gland?
You have an endocrine system.
Yeah. Oh.
Gland's not powering the system?
What's the endocrine?
Endocrine system.
Hold on.
Okay. Anna? Gland system. Sorry, something with endocrine.
We're all talking quiet.
Anna?
Yeah?
Were you ever sexually abused?
No.
Really?
I'm just talking low because I'm living at home.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Well, that's totally besides the question.
Hold on. Physically abused?
No.
Where's your dad?
He's not. I haven't seen him since I was two.
How come?
I don't know. I don't question it.
Well, wouldn't that be something you might be interested in? What was going on in your home around the time you were two? And yeah, why your dad left? Why you don't see him anymore?
Well, my mom and him went their separate ways.
No. Something probably pretty heavy happened.
I really don't care.
Well, you know what? You should, because we're hearing, we're feeling that it's left some sort of imprint on you.
No, yeah. I'm just talking low because I'm in a two-story house and I don't want anybody to hear me.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
What are most stories? What are most houses? 4- and 5-story houses?
Yeah.
She's in a 2-story house.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Here's the deal. First off, Drew and I are we're like Indians.
I can't get out of the loveless.
We're not wrong about this.
Put my ear to the ground. I can tell you
how many iron horses, how many pale faces.
Yeah. We just feel stuff off stuff. Now it doesn't mean she was sexually abused.
Not necessarily, but
she's angry at dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Her and
she sounds like talking to about an 8-9-year-old.
It does.
She says the period started when her 10, and it's one of the questions we see on the screen here. And that's early onset of menstrual flow. And at
10
And that often is a sign of stress or abuse, neglect, things like Romanian
really?
Orphans, when they came over here, they start menstruating at 9. You know, they start really
no kidding. Early. I mean, wow. I don't know. Come on, Drew. Trying to lighten the mood a little. Anna?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, I'm not done talking about your dad.
Okay.
Do you you got a stepdad?
No.
Your mom never remarried?
No.
So she's just remained single for 18 years?
Well, she saw somebody, but like not a stepdad.
Mm-hmm. How'd you like him?
He was all right. He was my brother and sister's dad. That was like 10 years ago.
Hmm. So they were together for a long period of time, enough to have 2 kids, right?
Yeah.
But not married?
No.
Hmm. What does your mom do for a living?
She's a doctor. Well, she's a medical lab technician.
Lab tech. All right. Yeah. And so she was with... Now, how long was this guy in the house?
He never really... Like, he lived back and forth. It was... This is so not what I'm calling about. But
listen, Anna. We need to know about you. What count is you want somehow an abstract question? You can't. We have to know about you and your circumstances in your life and
we don't have to, but we just get to talk about
accurately answer a question.
Let me tell you something. Hold on a second. If I sat here and fielded every punk's question every night, I'd eat a bullet by the end of the week. I'd go insane. We just got to go with what's interesting to us.
Yeah.
And most of the time, it ends up helping the kiddies
always,
where they like it or not.
Hell,
not
I'm
always.
Interested.
Not always. But here, okay, here's the whole thing with Anna. I just want to say this. She's glossed over the part where this guy came in, sired a couple of kids.
She doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, she doesn't want to talk about anything that's real and substantial in her life.
Right. Her dad split it, too, which is, to me, it's one thing when you knock up some chick, you never know you got her pregnant, and you go back home to Arkansas.
Leave it
it's
at
another
two.
Thing when you hang out till 2 and split. That is traumatic.
That means something.
For a child.
Absolutely.
And it means there's possibly some blowout, and
right.
the fact you never see the kid again is horribly damaging to a 2-year-old girl.
Yes, yes.
And then another guy rolls in, has a couple kids, and he splits.
Yeah, that's and there's something more to that story, like they're going back and forth or something.
All right. Anna.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You've not seen your biological dad or spoke to him since age 2?
No.
And you have any idea what happened to him?
Mm-mm.
And what were you saying was going on with the new fellow? That your mom was going back and forth with him?
No, she's almost like a boyfriend. It lasted for 10 years and he couldn't commit, so she dumped him like 4 years ago.
Okay.
And he left her with 2 kids. Does he visit his kids?
Huh?
Does he visit his kids?
They get child support.
Does he visit his kids?
No.
Was there any, so he's an ass, right? He's an idiot.
You don't like him? Or
well, does anybody leave 2 kids behind?
Well, no, he has a wife and she... And
oh.
He has a woman. Well, no, he just barely married her.
And was he? Was there anything else you want to tell us about him? Was he a bad guy?
Mm-mm.
How was he to you?
He was perfectly fine.
But he doesn't have any problem leaving 2 kids behind and not speaking to them.
That's his business. That's my mom's business. I'm not worried about that. That's spending over.
That's your life, though.
Well,
that's your family, Anna. That's you live with these people.
It's your half-brother and sisters that you live with, right?
It's like divorce, but without getting married.
Yeah, but that's the guy been in your life.
It's a divorce with a guy that completely abandons and marries into another family. That's heavy stuff.
No. See, he never abandoned my mom. Told him to leave.
Yeah, but even being asked to leave, he would still be in his children's life.
All right, and you have no idea why your original dad split. He just split.
I really don't care.
I didn't ask you whether you cared. I just asked you whether you knew why he left.
No, I didn't. No.
All right, well, here's the thing. You're angry, and you're freaked out at guys, for sure. It's going to be a constant issue with you, Anna.
Or if you don't feel freaked out at guys, you freak guys out.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel
good.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good to talk to you as a male.
So
you sound pretty, but
you do
I'm
sound
a freaked
hot,
out.
No, I'm just like being like under inspection and everything. I'm like.
All right. Here's the thing, Drew. Do you have an answer for her period question?
Your question is why are they irregular?
No. I know. I personally know why they're irregular.
Why?
Due to the endocrine system.
That's saying nothing. That's saying they're irregular.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so they're irregular, regardless of due to what. They're irregular. I haven't had one in 3 years.
You haven't had a period in 3 years?
No.
Do you have an eating disorder?
Five, by the way.
No.
Well, why haven't you had it? Listen. Oligomenorrhea is not having a period in 3 years, or really amenorrhea, and that's not an irregular period. That's no period, and that's actually kind of something that needs to be looked at very carefully by a gynecologist. This is not just what they call hypothalamic pituitary dysfunction, which is what you're alleging it is.
You're a real doctor, or just a love doctor?
I'm just a love doctor.
Have you seen a doctor about that?
Yes,
no,
yes.
A gynecologist?
I've had MRIs done, and there is something... Due to my vision, there's something affected with my pituitary gland, and there's something affected with my endocrine system. I know that.
So, do you have a prolactinoma? A prolactin tumor?
No idea.
Well, you need, or it's what it's called. You need to check this out.
Go to gynecologist.
This is
weird. It's like if you've already gone and checked this out with the doctor,
why are they not following this through? You should be on the pill. You should be cycling. They should be doing something here for this.
Your mom's got connections over at the hospital, right?
It's not a hospital. It's like a. It's like a medical center. Okay. But I was just wondering, what's the possibility of becoming pregnant from not having
a smoke
period?
Alarm off in the distance.
I heard it.
Did you?
Yeah. Hey, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. Don't move from where you are. Have you been walking around?
No.
Hold still.
Why did we just hear a smoke detector beep go off? All right.
Nothing.
All right, so listen, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
You have a boyfriend?
Yeah, some damn thing.
Some damn thing.
What?
Yeah, see this. You don't think that's a. You don't think. Well, whatever.
Okay. Oh, yeah, boyfriend. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Just say you have a boyfriend. If you have a boyfriend, okay. You have a boyfriend.
Mhm.
How long have you been going out?
Like a month or two.
Okay. And by the way,
a month or two.
Here's how I know when I talk to a woman that is angry at men, I know because I want to strangle them. Because first off, they can never. Give you an answer. Everything they do serves to sort of piss you off. It's everything is a subtle like F you. Everyone's the man.
Either.
Everyone who asks a question deserves a smart ass answer. Everything it's never like, yeah, why don't you call him that? You know, how long am I gonna? Month or two. And by the way, the difference between a month and two is 100%. They'll never make you feel satisfied. You'll always feel like you never quite got what you needed.
Right.
It's like that order you get at the drive-through, and you get home, and it's like, I didn't order the fish filet, and too lazy to drive back.
To answer her question, she can get pregnant even though she's not cycling. Possibly, though, it's less likely. How old would you say she was?
Old?
Yeah. Just listen to her voice. Listen, how old do you think she was? Didn't even guess.
17?
Yeah. She sounds way younger than she
16?
Actually is. That's what we're saying.
How old is she?
She's 20.
She's 20.
I don't care at all. She doesn't want to hear solutions. She sounds arrogant. And it's just, I don't care at all.
Yeah. I care.
But she's hurt and she's angry and whatever.
I think you should go talk to somebody, man.
A little therapy.
Won't hurt.
And just sounds like she's two. About when Pop split. Mm. All right, baby doll, get some therapy. Don't get pregnant. Talk to your mom.
Finish this endocrine workup because it's not making sense to me.
All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody.
All right.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
All right. Giggity, giggity.
The Family Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Family Guy coming back on. Oh, I'm going to Seth MacFarlane's party on Saturday.
I want to be a voice on that show. You've got to help me.
That's one of my missions in
Saturdays
life.
Saturdays, have
my
a party?
My kids will never... Yeah. I'll be the hero in their eyes forever. If that's I could awesome. Be a voice
you,
on
Your kids
guy.
Watch Family Guy?
I watch this show every day.
Great so show. Funny. Great show. And they're they ordered like 22 more episodes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring show. Seth up here.
All right.
And ask him to come up.
What's your fat ass doing here? He's my only means of conveyance, but I guess I do spoil him.
I do.
What the that? Deuce?
We had a great crank yanker session with Seth.
Oh, really?
Awesome. Yeah, he was great on that for us. All right. Well, I'll see him Saturday. I'll kiss his ass.
Please.
And
tell him I said hi. I never got to call him back.
I got to come back as the voice of Death, and Drew's got to come
Death's,
back on the show.
Partner.
All right. You can be like my sickle.
Yeah.
Death's dog should talk.
Death's dog does
that was
talk.
Jimmy.
Oh, my bad.
Jimmy was Death's dog.
He's too big for that now. I'll be Death's dog.
Okay. Yeah. I think the dog's a little too big for you, though. We're going to find someone in between you and Kimmel.
I'll be a flea on the dog's butt.
Yeah. Boy, it's hard to tell. You know, you think about my two partners. Hard to tell whether I'm a blessing or a curse. I mean, on one hand, you got Kimmel. He's doing fabulous late night network television. Now you got Drew over here. Oh. So which is it? Am I blessing or a curse? I mean, because they just go the farthest extremes, you know, career-wise. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, what is it? Hard to tell. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we have to cut you loose.
I don't see how you could fall any farther.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but then... Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Anne?
Hello?
You want to be a vegan like John?
Yeah, actually, I went vegetarian a little while ago. Mm-hmm. Actually, because of Goldfinger, you know, they kind of opened my eyes about it, and mm-hmm. I read up some stuff. And,
when you see Darren shoving a Twinkie up his ass, you do some soul searching.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's the thing. The band is thought provoking. I mean, you see Darren.
Yeah,
it
makes
Darren.
You want to eat that cream. So now I'm thinking about going vegan, now that I'm reading a little bit more about it, you know, and watching the videos and all that
vegan?
Stuff. But
vegan. Yeah.
Is being a student, not being able to, you know, afford eating out at all these kind of places where they serve vegan type foods.
Yeah.
How would I go about, like, picking, you know, vegan items like from the grocery store, for example?
Ooh, it's so easy. I mean, you can just order soy latte at Starbucks. I mean, you can get a vegan burger at Burger King now. I mean, it's so easy.
They got a veggie burger,
it's
but then
vegan,
they have a
yeah.
vegan
if you
burger.
Just, if you get it without the mayonnaise or whatever, it's vegan. Yeah.
Are you vegan?
I've been vegan for 7 years. Yeah,
7 years.
7 years.
You should go to this guy's house.
Do you have to take any extra vitamin drink?
Yeah,
it's like a king. I'm not kidding. Like that's the reason
I. His house.
That's the reason I dropped. I dropped pork. Chicken and red meat. I still
really?
Eat fish, so I'm a pescatarian, but because I watch the videos with the pigs and the chickens and the cows and how they're just really abuse these animals, and they're so cruel to the animals that everyone eats. They don't think about it when they're getting chicken or beef, but when you watch these videos and you get educated. And I went to John's house, and he has all this great food, and it's, you know.
Now, how is it a tough? Well, first off, it's probably easier now than it ever was.
Wait,
I mean, 20 years ago, you were screwed, right? You're just having to eat weeds out of your yard. If you want to go
when
vegan.
I first started, it was more difficult. But now, I mean, you can go to like Ralph's and get there's like a whole kind of health food section.
They don't have Ralph's on the East Coast.
That's true.
Stop
huh?
and Shop.
Stop and Shop.
Safeway Food Lion and Giant.
Food King. Well, my mom was a not a vegan, but a serious pioneer in the health fooder. Crap like back in the 70s, and stuff just tasted like someone just spit out some cardboard in your bowl. Like the health food was not a science back then, and stuff just tasted like fried hell. I mean, like if when you're eating health food, you knew you're eating health food because you would just chew it like cud for like 45 minutes. You never swallowed, just sit there and chew. It's like chewing the tongue of
where
a
does she live
shoe. North Hollywood.
Where does she live?
North Hollywood.
That's where she lives.
And Cerritos.
No, Ann lives in Cerritos.
Oh, Cerritos. There's so many great vegetarian restaurants in this area. So many. There's this place called Al Lock down there. It's a really good Chinese place. It's awesome.
All right, so the vegan... vegan, can you wear leather shoes?
I don't wear leather shoes. I don't need any animal products.
How about your car?
My car has no leather. But, there, you know, I mean, you can't be, you know, there's probably glue in the tires, I'm sure, somewhere along the line.
Well, here's the whole thing. And I'm glad to hear John striking a sensible note here, which is I think in this society, people go a little bit crazy with the on or off, like game on, game off. Either you're full vegan, and if you're full vegan, if you take a sip of coffee and it has a little cream in it, you got to spit it out, or you can't do anything. But that's unrealistic. I mean, like, your automobile. Okay, maybe you buy a used car and it's got leather, whatever. You don't have to rip it out.
Just do what you can.
If you do what you can, yeah. And if everyone just does what they can, whatever the cause is, we'd be a much better society. And like I said, I'm not, maybe veganism isn't your thing, but I'm saying, I think it's a BS thing that people do, like, where they go, like, I'm quitting the smoke. You know, they're lighting one cigarette off the next cigarette, and they're talking about, I'm quitting on the first. I'm quitting on the new year. And I'm like, why don't you just
cut it back,
put that cigarette out that you're smoking? No. It's game on. It's game on until I start my diet, until I quit, until the first of the year, until the New Year's rezo. Nobody thinks in terms of moderation, A, because it's no fun, it's not glamorous, and B, because the diet or the quitting or the cold turkey or whatever, you can just keep pushing back. That's always in the future. And then when you go off, you're free to go sick.
Well, unfortunately, the reason that that kind of date to stop gets started is that for things that are really compulsed or addictive, that's what works. It does not work to cut back. You'll cut back up again.
Well,
you taper down, you'll taper
but
up.
But it depends. I mean, look at you, Drew. Quiet down. I know I'm cutting into Drew's business. He's rolling me the eyes. But here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can be compulsive about food.
Yep.
You love food.
But for me to stop?
Quiet. You get a little momentum going.
A lot of momentum.
But you reel yourself. You catch yourself. You work out. You reel it back in. You understand? You push out again. You reel it back.
Doesn't do a goddamn thing.
And it's not until, you look good.
I did that for a year that I was like one day on, one day off, one day off, watching it. I gained 10 pounds across that year. Finally, one day I went, I've had it with this. Lost 15 pounds, and then I was fine.
Well, you
but
look
I had
good.
To, but I had to
you
detox.
Look,
I
look great.
I had to detox for. I literally detox looking. From carbohydrates.
He's a handsome. He's a beautiful man. It's more than
stop
handsome.
Stop it again. Here we go again.
If you guys can see him out there listening
to
the radio.
I know you're.
This, it transcends gender. He is what I'm saying.
He is
male, female. He's beautiful.
He's getting this. He really wants to have a kid, and he's looking to me.
I got my clocks ticking, Drew. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I've heard of it.
Here's
I'm
all,
helping friends.
Here's all I'm saying, Drew. You're not going off a diet. You don't have a diet. You haven't anything out.
I did when I finally lost the weight.
Now you don't.
Yes.
You were eating beer nuts last night.
Because last night I stopped.
I'm with Adam. I do. That's my whole thing is I do what I can. I didn't stop eating meat totally. I eat fish. You know what I mean? But I saw the videos and it moved me enough to want to help and do what I could. And I can give up red meat, chicken, pork. And even if someone's just out there and they give up pork or they give up chicken or they give up what they can, it's helping in some little way.
Yes.
And,
right.
You know, it's that's
point.
That's
your point is well taken, by the
thank
way.
Thank you.
But it is, you know, it is hard because you're talking about the extremist kind of mentality. And it is hard for me who, I'm signing stuff and I've made this video of all the slaughterhouse footage to this acoustic song I've written with what she's talking about, the stuff she's seen. And I'm signing stuff and there's this big security guard guarding me and he's like, well, do you eat honey? And I'm like, well, I don't eat honey, but I'm not gonna judge you if you do. And he's
honey.
Like, bees are bugs, man, you know. And this guy's telling me that, and I'm like, and I'm trying to say, okay, there's veal and fur and then there's bees, you know, and right. How do I kind of go in the middle and say, I mean, like, he's right, like, pigs are as intelligent as my dog or a 5-year-old child from what I've read.
Yeah.
So why are you gonna, you know, slice some pig's neck open and
like
pay
this...
someone to do that? And I think it's great if someone says, I'm just gonna quit eating pigs. I mean, that's a great start. And this, to answer this girl's question, I mean, there's silk is everywhere. You can find silk soy milk anywhere. And Boca Burgers are everywhere. You can get a Johnny Rockets, a vegan burger
anything
there.
You do,
anywhere,
when you're out
you know?
There, like, buying your toothpaste, just look at the back and find something that says cruelty-free. It's everywhere. Your shampoo, stuff like that. Just make those little steps and you're helping out.
Drew actually buys the stuff with extra cruelty. I didn't want to admit that, Drew. I know it's uncomfortable for you.
I'm so ashamed. Adam, I told you not to
mention
that.
It's a penny cheaper. And he says, if 1,000 baby lambs have to die so I can save one penny on my conditioner, I'll do it. He said that many times to me in confidence and then said, please don't mention it on the air.
We're through.
Okay. All right. Oh, but let me ask a question. This is a tough one for John. What about stuff like termites? Like, you want to have your house tented, you know what I mean?
Oof, yeah, it's tough. I mean, like,
what about
like ants?
Floors?
Like, ants are a big problem here, right?
Ants.
So
huge problem.
Ants hate coffee. They hate coffee beans. So
really?
That's what I did. I just had some ground coffee, put it in the line, and they were gone.
You know, there are Hindus that sweep in front of them lest they step. Yeah. And what do you do about the paramecium and the bacteria live on your skin that die when you take a shower?
I mean,
I love the bugs.
I mean, but that was the whole question was, well, you could kill one cow and feed all these families, but you're going to kill all these bugs in order to feed or plants. Or it's all that kind of stuff. I just try not to get into that.
Do
so
what
much.
You can,
it's
kids.
It's like,
here's reality. The animal kingdom life, one huge restaurant.
Yeah.
It's a giant restaurant.
But termites we can get rid of, right?
I'm not going there with you, but...
But what if they're eating your house as we speak?
The other day, I accidentally killed a spider. I felt kind of bad about it. I just wanted to come clean.
Oh, really?
It was at my house, and I meant to kick it a little out the door,
right?
And I accidentally stomped it.
Yeah, you know what's tough? Is
felt
when
bad.
You try to... I do that with spiders, too. You try to be sort of humane, and in the process, you knock off three legs...
And they run. It's like he was running.
The thing's like going in a weird circle, and the legs are still sitting there. And you thought that was a nice humane move. It just did. You just ripped three legs. Yeah. And now the humane thing would be to actually step on it now because you'll whack a couple legs off. Yeah. All right.
Do what you can, kids.
You do what you can. That's the point. Do what you can every day. Where are we, Drew? Lesbo question?
It's always been your motto, Adam.
I do what I can.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
when you're at
7-Eleven,
do you drop your change in the like local charity little thing that's in the counter?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I do. I told the guy at the liquor store tonight, I gave him $3. I do that. Although, I'll tell you the guy, I don't tip the guy.
No, I mean the one with the picture of the kid on the jar and they're raising it for like some local kid. You know, out of every 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Should do that.
Do what
always.
I can. I'll tell you what I do.
He's literally a millionaire.
Literally a millionaire.
Literally.
Congrats.
Yeah. The only guy I'm not as generous to as I should be is the guy at the strip club who works at the bathroom. You know, the guy with the mints and the...
spraying you down with some cologne.
Spraying me down with a little axe. And give the groin a little shot.
Do you try to, like, make awkward small talk so you can kind of slide out of the bathroom? So
it's always weird because, you know, when you go to wash your hands, once he hands you that towel, you're in. Yeah. You're in.
His hand is in your pocket.
Now it's $5. That's right. No. Forget that I've wasted $175 out there worth of 20s, no problem. But this guy, I don't want to pay him. It's great.
You don't go to strip clubs anymore now that you're married?
No. Not anymore. Not zero.
Lucky woman.
Never. Right. Can't judge.
But I don't. But I do.
Yeah, sure.
But if I do, I go vegan.
But how do you not judge?
You can't judge.
You have to judge. How are you going to know who's the losers or the winners if you don't judge the losers?
How dare you, John? Oh, my goodness.
I'm not judging Adam.
Right. No. Let's take a break.
Okay.
It's not a break to judge. It's just a break.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Forget about that phone number. Let's see. Burt McCracken from The Use is out of here. Joel's here from Good Charlotte. John is here from Goldfinger.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Shavo just called in from System of a Down. And Shavo, talking to Shavo is like talking to my, when I talk to my mom and I go, oh, hold on. Yeah, I got a call on the other line. And she goes, all right. Anyway, your sister will be coming by. She's bringing the kids. I'm going to make some potato salad. It's like, I'm talking to Shavo, who's rolling, you know? Yeah. And I said, 20 seconds. Okay, I got to do the show. Yeah, anyway. So here's the deal with, I said, Shavo, show start. He was still talking when I
heard
him.
What's up, Shavo?
Chris, yeah. What's up, Shavo?
Shavo did an infamous, nefarious Corolla imitation last week.
That's what I heard when I was in New York.
He cracked us all up.
All right. Well, he wanted to make sure and tell me because Drew did not. Are we going to hear a Goldfinger song?
Let's do it.
Was that it? Drew.
I'd like to.
Drew's like, oh, my God, I don't have to do radio for 3 minutes
Fantastic.
And 15
Let's
seconds.
Go quick.
Let's do it. Hey, I'm going to hear a new cut off the Charles Manson record. Oh, great.
Charles Manson.
Great. Release the song from prison. Great. Hey, you can get out of radio, Drew. Yeah?
Excellent.
All right. This is... little something from our good friends known as Goldfinger, and this one is called Open Your Eyes.
don't look, I'll force you to. If you don't look, I'll force you to.
That is a little something from Goldfinger. John in here tonight. Off.
Bird actually sang on that song.
Goldfinger.
McCracken.
In America's Most Wanted.
You guys did our last tour. With
we
us.
Did.
It was great.
Yeah. It's nice to see the resurrection of Goldfinger. People were worried. People thought...
not me.
Not me.
Darren was going to run out of Twinkie money.
Yeah, that was awesome, Darren and the Twinkie thing. And,
yeah. Such a
you wouldn't, even let us do that, Joel, on your tour because your
dude,
fans
we got
are so young.
Fans, all right? We got, all right, Goldfinger comes to the tour, right? And they're like one of my favorite bands of all time. So we get
sure,
them on.
Sure, because remember when you're in
when
grade
I was in,
school.
When I was in 10th grade, you know, I went to see him play and right. I used to go to all the shows. And we get them to come on our tour, you know. It's our last tour for The Young and the Hopeless before we had a little break and, you know, do this record. And we're like, you know, a lot of our fans, you know, our fans range anywhere from 8 to 28. But there's a right. lot of little kids there, you know, their first show ever. They're all excited.
Sure.
Mom, thanks for getting me tickets.
I, by the way, cannot wait for the day that one of those 8-year-olds goes up to Joel and says, you know, when I was in the third grade, I saw you. And he's like smoking now. And he's got a goatee. And Joel feels really old. You know what I mean? I so, saw you. My dad took me. I was 9. Yeah, anyway.
Rode my big wheel through the mosh pit.
Rode my big wheel through the mosh pit. Anyway, I got the El Camino with the big block out there.
It's already happened. Those kids that are like 24 now, and they were listening to us when they were like 19.
Yeah, but wait,
just
wait,
the beginning.
Wait,
21,
get,
they're drinking
you need,
now.
You need the 11 to 19. That's the one you need. All right, but anyway, you didn't want Darren putting the Twinkie in his rectal chute.
How much damage could that really do to an 8-year-old, seeing a man's hairy
They could do whatever they want. I was just like, man, I just was worried, you know,
yeah,
about
yeah.
Our
kids.
I'm
getting post-traumatic stress reaction just from thinking about this.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a fully formed and nicely formed
at
adult.
Least don't do
nicely.
It when my mom comes. When my mom comes, when we play Baltimore, when my mom comes,
right.
just don't do the Twinkie in the ass thing. Or the corn dog in the ass, the vegan corn dogs in the ass, right? Because
yeah, vegan.
Because
it's so true, but it sounds so funny when you say it.
And the other day, right? I went to a t-ball game the other day, right?
Right.
My friend's kids playing t-ball now. I went to the
right.
game and I took
Darren
Twinkies.
Put the tea up his ass?
I took Twinkies and Capri Sun, and I'm with my friend, right? And my friend
right.
goes, "I can't think about Twinkies ever the same again. Ever since I saw Darren." Put
right,
a Twinkie in his ass.
Yeah.
And we're giving the kids Twinkies. They're all eating Twinkies, and I'm thinking about it in this
right.
guy's ass, and it really sucked.
That's
right.
good times, huh?
No,
I
know.
Yeah.
That's,
what are you going to do?
That's why I told Darren, never, ever put red wine or porn in your ass, because if you ruin that for me.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? Hey,
yeah.
But he didn't do it in Baltimore, and I was happy he didn't do it in Baltimore.
Well, he's got a lot of what
my mom
call,
didn't get shocked.
We call that decorum.
My mom's old school. She would have flipped.
Yeah, no. He's a class act all the way.
And my mom, she yells at me about bands that open for us. If
right.
they cuss or they, she yells at me. She comes to me and goes, "Why did you should?" And I'm like, "Mom, they can do whatever they want. I'm not telling these people what to do." And then she, you know, argues with me for an hour. And yeah.
Well, we got to take a little break. Shama's going to be calling again to talk
back.
Through the commercial. Joel here. John here. Quick break. Be right back. Hey, everybody. Well, that's the show. Just call on here for 40 minutes. Want to know if I boxed competitively. Never a pro. Just Golden Gloves.
All
so,
right.
If anyone wants to know. Bert, God bless you. Wherever Bert is, again, I guess he's guessing he's at the spa.
I love you, Bert.
Probably getting a cuticle push.
I love you, Bert.
From the U's, God bless you. Joel, good Charlotte. Fantastic. Listen, when the new album comes out,
love you guys.
Pow. Loving you. John?
Thanks.
Goldfinger. What can you say about Goldfinger that we haven't said over the years?
And the concert is?
Dear
Sunday?
Dear friends. Yes, Sunday, and it's at the Oak Canyon Ranch in Irvine. You go to www.concertforcompassion.com, and it's 1,000 bands, and it's $20. It's really less than a penny a band.
I love you.
All right, I want to thank Engineer Chris for doing a wonderful job over here. We got Noam yesterday. I want to thank...
what the deuce?
The, all right, come on. Please.
Dad's here. It's great. I haven't seen him in like 6 years. I love you, Dad.
Whatever.
Joel cracking himself up. Producer Ann, Junior, producer Lauren, phone screener Brian, the magic finger one, Engineer Anderson, and until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying...
I love you,
mahalo.
Guys.
Mahalo.
Sometimes condoms.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.